Perhaps when you went to 2-2, you just didn't think that the end, particularly that goal, that you had.
I always felt, I thought it was a great cup tie, and we knew the challenge that Queen of the South, being a few divisions up, you know, with challenges. But it's one that we relished, and I actually enjoyed even the terms of the first half. You know, we got off to a good start, McStay right for kick-off, gets a strike. But then sloppy, you know, the first 2-3 minutes of each half. And we don't deal with the corner properly, and it's a soft one to give away. But nonetheless, you know, you look for that character. And I still felt, you know, that we had as much possession as what Queen of the South did in the first half. But I felt our final ball and the deliveries, you know, coming in. You know, you could see the frustration of David, etc. Start of the second half, he just says, look, you're giving as good as you're getting out there, guys. You know, you'll get control of the game. And Scott Howe, who I thought was outstanding today, you know, he gets caught just with a ball over the top. And, you know, without looking back, I thought it was a soft one. I thought it was very, very soft. Likewise, I thought our one was soft, so I did. But nonetheless, you go down 2-0. And it's quite easy at that stage, you know, going against bigger clubs, you know, or clubs above you, and letting that head go. But we didn't, we stayed in the front foot, you know, and I thought the level of the performance, regardless even if it came finished 2-0 them, I thought the level of the performance in the football was absolutely fantastic. I thought Chrissy Johnston came on, you know, for Darren Smith, who, you know, Darren had me thinking at, just before half-time how he was able to come in there and create a little bit of space, but he was coming in and getting fouls for us. You know, I felt like a wee Chrissy Johnston coming in there. He's going to give you that final through ball. He's going to give you good quality. And that's exactly what he did for us. You know, Martin McNeith getting round the back. And
McStay scored that. Was
listen, breathtaking. You know, I've always said to McStay, you know, that is something that lacks out of his game and Mark Lamont's game. And you pluck that out there and you say, where did that come from? You know, that's a David Goodwillie acrobatic kick, that. But in terms of the character that the players showed and the football that they showed, you know, it was real special. And I thought it was a real great cup tie. I had a wee bit of everything the day. I thought it was great football and show. I thought they did particularly well in the first half. The boy Dobie is always a good challenge to play against. I love watching Dobie, to be perfectly honest. Great football brain, you know, in the way that he creates space for himself. Goals, you know, for the fans. So, you know, the underdog beating, you know, David and Goliath, you know, I think...
Would you have settled for extra time at that stage when it's 2-0?
I don't know if it goes... Did it go to extra time or was it straight penalties?
Straight penalties.
So it was going to straight penalties, but, you know, we were looking at that in the circumstances of using the substitutions, because even when we went up 3-2, you know, I didn't want to change, flip the game, and because I always felt that we were on the front foot, we were on the mat, just keep it going. And I thought we looked the more lively team, you know, going into that. And then, as you do in the last 5 minutes of any game when you're leading something, you know, there's always that wee rush to...
Your number six is a good player, long hair like yourself, Danny.
Grant, he models his model his career off myself. No, he's the most intelligent player, one of the most intelligent players I've worked with in terms of, you know, the area that I spoke about Dobie, you know, in the pockets that he finds. Grant reads the game fantastically well. You know, very rarely do you see him going to ground. And the amount of interceptions that he has, he's just a fantastic reader of the game. Plays the game simple. And he is a big, big part, you know, in every attack that we have. He gets us on that front foot. But overall, great performance. You know, a big shout out to Dave Mitchell today, who had tonsillitis all week. He just got out of his sick bed this morning, got a fitness test and fancied it. I says, well, I'll give you $2.59 to make that decision. So him to get out there and put in a good performance as well, you know, is
a launch he into got the league then.
Yeah, listen, as I said, they were disappointed in the goals that were conceded, but the cup ties, that's the romance of a cup tie, you know, it's exciting. David Goodwillie leading the line. Pleased for him to get on the score sheet in his 100th game in a Clyde jersey today. So it was. So a lot of wee different things happening the other day. And as I say, the most important thing was getting through to that next round of the cup.
What's the weird and wonderful places this cup can take you?
Oh, it'll take you anywhere, doesn't it? I'd actually heard the boys, and it's just clocked in me there, because I hear a few of them in the dressing room shouting Ireland, so I do, and I'm saying, I think a trip booked to Ireland, but it's just dawned in me.
Would it be setting the obvious?
If you
obviously look for a
home tie. I think always a home tie. I think, you know, that's where we play our best football. You know, the fans bring the, our home support bring the best out of us, and I thought it was a wee bit. There was a wee subdued atmosphere the first half, and I actually mentioned that to the players at half time. You know, there was needing something just to bring the game alive, and although, you know, there was some good football, there was a wee strange atmosphere, so it was, but I thought the second half was excellent.
I mean, when Chris scores a goal like that, do you get even more of a lift because of the spectacular nature of the goal?
I think you do. There's no doubt about that, as I say. I don't expect that for Chris. You know, I see Chris as a player, you know, and he could have had a few more. You know, the one that he's bounced, a great one too. He was more like his old man in that one, you know, where he steps in and then he passes the ball to Goody. I thought he should have took it himself. And then you see the one just after he'd scored that Ali Love has got his wee scramble. He gets a great save for the goalkeeper and then he gets his second cherry at it. But Chris McStay's coming on to that with his right foot, you know, and Ali takes it and tries to score with his weaker foot, if you know what I mean. But what I'm delighted about Chris McStay is the timing, the support, and getting into key areas to get themselves into those positions. I thought wee Matt Lamont came a wee bit more alive in the second half, and that wasn't the fact that he was quiet the first half. That was due to the fact that Queen of the South have obviously done their homework, because he's been on fire the last couple of weeks, and it was great to see him using his wee football brain and how to pick pockets in the second half. You know, because he was getting tightly marked at all times there. So they're a good young group, you know, and they're keen, and that's all you can ask for, you know. And as much as a satisfactory performance or a great performance and result the other day, I'm greedy, I'm always hungry, I always want to improve it.
Can you clear up your second goal at all, who Darren Brownlee was booked for it, but who was the foul on, do you know?
I've no idea. And again, I thought the two of them were soft, and I'd actually thought that the referee had blown for a free kick against us, so I did. So until I see it again, but as I say, I was disappointed in Craig's position that he got caught, you know, under, and had to give the referee a decision to make. That was the poor thing with that. But as I say, I thought as to the level of football where he's came from, you know, he's just growing and, you know, loving the experience and improving every week.
Thanks very much, Dan.